Purely by accident, Ketchikan is the subject of a short documentary film that will be aired on Alaska Public Television perhaps as early as this spring. The three-man documentary crew had planned to film in Hyder, which is a small southeast town nestled so close to British Columbia that children there attend Canadian schools. But as often is the case in Alaska, weather forced a change of plans. Wind, rain, and low visibility meant Carl Crum, Slavich Boyechko, and Travis Gilmore found themselves stuck in Ketchikan. Here's Gilmore.
We had intentions of going on a De Havilland Beaver to Hyder, the mail plane to Hyder, up the Portland Canal, and that just didn't turn out for us. So as Alaskans do, we pulled up our extra tufts and made the best of it.
The filmmakers prefer to spend about a month making plans and scheduling interviews before arriving to film a story. For the impromptu Ketchikan shoot, though, they had about a day to plan and a day and a half to film.
It turned out for, I think, the best. We really had a great time in Ketchikan, didn't plan for it at all, and probably had a mixture of contacts and people we met that we wouldn't have done if we had had a month to Google everybody in town. And so it was really great, kind of good luck with the weather.
That was Boyechko, who says the point of the project is to show the real community and the people who live here. So they talked to a local seafood shop owner, the ballet school, movie theater managers.
We even met somebody randomly who makes sausage in his basement. So it was one of those things where you take your camera out and people see you and they tell you about stories that might be interesting.
Crum lives in Texas and he produces the One Square Mile film series, which the Ketchikan segment will accompany.
You know, the series itself goes around the U.S. and documents different communities. We had already done One Square Mile in Alaska a couple of years ago in Barrow. And so that's how we ended up, you know, meeting Travis and Slavik through the PBS station in Anchorage.
Yeah, and we saw the One Square Mile Barrow episode a couple years ago, and we were really just thrilled with it. It was an amazing perspective on Barrow from somebody from Texas. And so we emailed him and said, next time you're in Alaska, we'd like to come with you and see how you do, how you make a documentary and learn from him, and also to help out where we can, and then to air it on television. And so he said he'd like to do a bookend of the Barrow episode with a town in southeast Alaska.
During their stay in Ketchikan, the three visited a day shelter for homeless people, talked to the owners of Sweet Mermaid's Bakery, and went to one of downtown's iconic bars.
We get to go to a place like the Sourdough Cocktail Lounge before noon for work, so it has its perks. But we get to hear from bartenders like Donna, who's worked there for 35 years.
Overall, you know, we're looking for a first-person perspective of the people that actually live here, so it's not a tourist version of Ketchikan. And so, you know, that's why we're not here in the summer. It's more for what is it like to live here, to work here, to raise a family here. And so, you know, whether it's the, you know, a grocery store owner that's, you know, had a grocery in the family for, I guess, four generations now in Ketchikan, or, you know, it's finding as many different perspectives as we can.
Boyechko says those perspectives include a focus on local industry and economic development, even among high school students. Residents also talk to them about the marked difference between Ketchikan in the summer, when the town is overrun with tourists, and Ketchikan during the winter, which is when most arts and entertainment events happen. Interviews from the trio's visit will be edited down to about 2 or 3 minutes apiece, and Crum says the segments then will be strung together into an approximately half-hour documentary. Boyechko says the program likely will air often on Alaska Public Television.
Because there's a lot of spots during the day where you need to have a 30-minute kind of filler in between programs. So, for example, the Barrow episode, we ended up airing a whole bunch of times because it just naturally fit, and it's better than airing, you know, like 30 minutes of 1 minute, you know, spots about the station.
To get an idea of how the Ketchikan episode will end up, you can see portions of previous One Square Mile segments online, including a clip from the Barrow episode. To view them, visit onesquaremile.tv. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.